This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
No one did more to assure that they had what was needed to prevail on the battlefield. And we spent a lot of quality time together in the decade after 9/11 in Iraq, Afghanistan, the greater Central Command region. He and the other members of the Three Amigos were out there with us every 4th of July. I was there in 7 of those 10 4th of Julys, and I think he was there for all of them. A truly extraordinary giant of the Senate and really of the country.
Former General David Petraeus, thoughts on John McCain. John McCain, the longtime senator from Arizona, dead at the age of 81 from brain cancer. His death has elicited a lot of reaction. Some hardline critics in his own party certainly pounced on John McCain, and then others came out to defend him. I heard something on a radio station. I was kind of surfing around the country just to get a kind of a sense of the conversation that was going on. I say America Tonight is about the conversation in your backyard and mine, and I think we know our politics are polarizing in this country. There's no doubt. It's very much like sports. Somebody said to me, wow, somebody said to me once, it's like you totally embody that triangle of business, politics, and sports. And isn't it like we all have teams and we're all competing? And I say, yes, it is. It is very much that way. Can I speak to decades and decades ago if it was that way? No, right. That was before my time. But I imagine it's always, I think, been that way. But just at times it's hotter than others. So I heard something that was repeated on a radio station in a big city where a caller had said, look, we admire, and we certainly all can admire that service in Vietnam, but also realize he was a scoundrel and backstabber as a politician. And then I heard something in a more liberal area of the country that said, I don't agree. You know, where a caller said, I didn't agree with John McCain's politics for the most part, but I love the fact that he tried to play the game of bipartisanship and that he had friends on both sides of the aisle. For goodness sake, now it's like a dirty word if you're a Republican or a Democrat to say that you have a friend from an opposing party. I mean, and there you go. So there certainly is animosity. There certainly is a lot of opinion about his life and, you know, the compromise with the Democrats on things like immigration and health care legislation. That was the deal because usually he was a reliable Republican vote. He wasn't certainly there. And then that started that whole thing where he was called a rhino, a Republican in name only. So it's interesting because before his death, there were a lot of polls that were taken and the polls showed various results. But I think the Fox News poll that I've quoted before surveyed that they just did this survey, I should say, that they did showed that 52% of all registered voters had a favorable view of John McCain. But some of those numbers were bumped up because of Democrats. 60% viewed McCain favorably. Among Republicans, the number was lower, only 41%. But John McCain will be in the rotunda from 2 to 8. It's a rare thing. 2 to 8 on Friday. And that was voted on by, you know, Republicans, Democrats agreeing to that, in other words, I guess is the way to say that. And there are also a lot of other tributes that are going on. And there are people that are speaking at his funeral from kind of all walks of life. But this is the end of a very, very long, long chapter in American politics. And you think about when was he first elected? Back in 1986. Wow. And I'm sure we'll hear more from other people throughout the week about John McCain. You can weigh in. You can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact, and we always get a ton of email on the show. In fact, thank you very much. I've been doing America Tonight for more than 10 years, and this show on this network on GCN has gotten me the most email I think I've ever gotten, and I worked in New York and Dallas, two very big local markets, so I appreciate that. I know that this is an audience that sometimes will be listening to the show in the morning or different times, depending on what's going on in your world and your schedule, whether you're what we call a third shifter, or, you know, you're somebody who stays up late sometimes and then other times you're not. Let's dive into a couple of other things, including in the world of politics, besides the opinions about John McCain. There are some interesting things happening, including this. The Mexican president-elect, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, called Monday and called for a three-way trade deal with the Prez, with the United States and Canada, by the way, saying a two-way agreement reached with the U.S. was just a first step. So how about that? A new NAFTA, if you will. You know, this is one of the things that President Trump ran on and talked about. He did say it's important that Canada be included. The U.S. and Mexico announced a bilateral deal to update the 25-year-old NAFTA agreement. The ball is in Canada's court, so to speak, after our country and Mexico came up with the compromise or an agreement, including a compromise on the auto sector portion of this, higher wages for Mexican workers and a provision to review that accord every 6 years. So Canada's top diplomat and the trade negotiator on the deal cut short a trip to Europe to travel to Washington to rejoin the talks on Tuesday. How about that? That is a very big deal. And he thanked President Trump for his understanding, and he said respect on the issue. He said, we have a favorable view of the fact that salaries have been increased in the auto industry. You know, the three countries, of course, including ours, have been renegotiating NAFTA for just over a year, and that was what the president wanted. That was what Trump wanted. He called the 94 pact, remember, a terrible deal, and he blamed that deal for sending U.S. manufacturing jobs to Mexico. And you know what? He was right. It was a terrible deal, and there were jobs that went to Mexico, and there were people who lost livelihoods, families who had been in positions where, you know, a father was working in a place and a son and et cetera, or a grandfather. You know, it was just one of those things that happened in certain areas. And of course, then those jobs went away. So this is interesting because this is delivering on a campaign promise that he talked about. And it looks like that is definitely happening. How about that? That's pretty big, I would absolutely say. All right, in the meantime, let's dive into something else, and we're going to do that on the flip side. Paul Manafort's defense team talking with prosecutors, what's happening there. And then a former Vatican diplomat claims that the Pope covered up the abuse. Wow. Are you shocked by that? Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's all about numbers, and we certainly know that. As we look at this version of odds and ends mixed with numbers, we can count, and boy, oh boy, sadly, some of the numbers are ugly, and some of them are positive. It's interesting. NASA's chief is saying astronauts are actually going to fly from U.S. soil, woohoo, in 2019. Yeah, what happened to the space program? We know it's there, right? So, you know, every time I turn around, it's somebody else doing something else, not too much happening at NASA, but oh, there is, apparently, is what they're saying. So this is something I read today about the two aerospace companies, SpaceX and Boeing, have been contracted under their commercial crew program to ferry astronauts to the International Space Station. The last space shuttle, Atlantis, carried a crew to the orbiting lab. You know how long ago that was? 2011. Since then, NASA has been hitching rides with the Russians on their rockets. The cost to us, because we're the taxpayers, you know how much it is? You ready for this? You might sit down. $82 million a seat. That's what we're paying. So we're relying on Moscow for rides to the space station. Yeah, it's frustrating, I think, isn't it? I don't think it is. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And part of that was, of course, there were massive costs with the agency itself. But the idea of us consistently doing that, there has to be a better way. And now they're saying there is going to be a better way. And the force is going to be with us, and it's going to be humans going into low Earth orbit in 2019, and we will be back in business. And it's so, okay, show us. Show us, and we'll believe it. And apparently, SpaceX is ahead of the competition in reaching the space station. They plan to fly two astronauts there in a Crew Dragon on top of a Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center in April of 2019. Boeing, the other company I mentioned, has a CST-100 Starliner capsule on an Atlantis 5 rocket from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in mid-2019. They've got a three-person crew that they will be taking. And I think that's good news. I'd really love to see more of the numbers, but I'm just crazed when I saw the amount for a seat. Wow. Nutty. All right, speaking of nutty, I think we can all agree with this. I read this story about a 10-year-old boy who was punished for why calling a teacher ma'am. A fifth grader in North Carolina had to write ma'am dozens of times, again, as punishment for calling his teacher ma'am. What is up with that? Isn't that a polite thing to refer to a woman as a ma'am, especially a teacher? But that's what happened. That I guess that wasn't the right protocol. So he had to do it. He had to write the word over and over and over in these columns. I guess he kept calling her ma'am when she asked him not to. So Tamron Wilson, the parents say that, you know, that that's what they refer to teach the kids. Poor kid was hospitalized for a seizure-related injury. So how terrible is that? And now the principal is saying it was inappropriately handled. So move to a different class as a result of that. Wow. That's a very strange and sad story, I would say. You know, absolutely. Because that is, in so many cultures, and well, in our country, when someone refers to you as ma'am, it's supposed to be a sign of respect. Oh, wow. All right, how about this? When you watch TV, does anyone watch TV anymore? I can't say I've watched a lot because I'm watching everything else, voracious, you know, content curator, etc. So I'm doing other things in other directions, but MacGyver was a hit at one time, and so now there is this new trend in TV to reboot popular series, and MacGyver was rebooted. And you think of the things that happen on some of these shows where, of course, the actors aren't doing it, they're stunt people. And the MacGyver stunt coordinator, a guy named Justin Sundquist, had to be in intensive care after sustaining some serious injuries last week. He got a head injury while he was doing a stunt. This is a show on CBS, and when you're in that business, you know, I suppose, of course you do, you're getting paid for taking those kinds of risks. But he was struck by a moving car while he was filming a scene, doubling as a stunt performer. And, boy, it's crazy, or, you know, crazy that happened. And there have been others, you just don't hear about them as much. There have been other accidents, horrible accidents that have happened to stunt coordinators and some of the things that they do that you see, and you take it for granted because you think, you look at it and you don't, it's the kind of the magic of Hollywood, I guess, when you're looking at some of these shows. Tim Conway, who was actually a guest on this show and was popular during the Carol Burnett show, was a funny kind of, I think he was like a physical comedian. I guess I would call him a physical comedian. What was interesting about that show when you see old clips of it is that they would just crack each other up and look like they were having a great time. So at the age of 84, it was announced that he is suffering from dementia. They say he's almost entirely unresponsive. That's very, very sad. I've talked to his son several times that he was a sports talk show host and then a regular talk show host as well in Los Angeles. But anyway, a lot of people have gotten wind of it, and he's got a 24-hour caregiver, I guess, and a speech therapist and, you know, that kind of thing. But he is not in great shape. And certainly in the 70s and in the 80s and, you know, throughout his career, he was the wacky, he was part of a wacky crew, and he was often a wacky performer depending on what, you know, what he was involved with. And that was a very popular era, a different kind of comedy, I guess, way back then. So we jump around, and that's what we do, and we can count, and especially the odds and ends variety. So Toyota is pumping in 500 million Toyota into Uber. They're going to partner to deliver self-driving cars by 2021. You want to be picked up by a self-driving car, huh? They're going to launch them then. They're not saying where it's going to happen, but they want to deliver these autonomous cars. And they have been talking about it. Toyota's been talking about it for a while. Uber has to kind of reboot. They need some definite strategy. But they had that deadly crash, so that called that into question. But they're saying all hands on deck, we're moving forward. They started this partnership back in 2016 when Toyota first announced that they were collaborating with Uber on some kind of vehicle leasing options. So now this is a definite go, and they say this is when they're targeting it to happen. But I don't know, you got to think of what about upkeep, regulatory things, somebody's got to keep on top of that. Be interesting to see how that works. I mean, where are you going to have these cars, and how are you monitoring them? And of course, that's all the things that they're figuring out. And that's the $500 million investment. That's a very, very big investment into this whole self-driving car thing, I would certainly say. So they must feel as though that they don't go this far if they don't feel like they have the technology, I think, to back it up, and they believe they do to turn that around for sure. All right, and then finally this one, and this is our last one here for We Can Count. You know, an ex-Vatican diplomat is calling on Pope Francis to resign over the sexual abuse scandal, which has just exploded once again, saying he should resign, saying that Francis who became Pope in 2013, they know that there were things that were happening. And this Vatican ambassador to the U.S. told Francis that he had ordered one priest in particular to leave a seminary where he was living and withdraw to a life of prayer and penance, and it did not happen. So there are a lot of people who feel like they are being blindsided, and that's what Pope Francis said a couple of years ago when he made his visit to the U.S. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
They used to call it NAFTA.
The stock market soars as President Trump strikes a deal with Mexico.
We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement.
President Trump calls the new trade deal with Mexico tremendous. The two sides have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump calls disastrous for the United States.
We'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
And President Trump's approval rating up. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump's approval ratings have gone up a point over the last month. That's according to a new Harris poll. The poll shows that 46% of Americans approve of President Trump's job performance. Last month, that number was at 45%. Candace Owens is a communications director for Turning Point USA.
What he did in this country was the most necessary thing by killing political correctness.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
To welcome to the show George Newton. He's written a book about something that I absolutely love. Oh, tennis. The book is called Sweet, Sweet Addiction, Pain and Pleasure of a Tennis Playing Family. George, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate you.
It's my pleasure to be on your show, Kate.
And, you know, I love the title, Sweet, Sweet Addiction, because when you really love something so much and it spreads to the family, it really is an addiction. So tell us about the addiction. How did that start for you?
Yes. Well, around us, I mean, addiction carries the negative tone. It's negative. And so I just thought that, well, it's about time that I do something, but because I'm doing tennis, I realize that, well, okay, well, I too have an addiction, but it's positive. And, you know, I just encourage that. I mean, playing tennis, I'm just addicted to the game. I mean, I'm playing morning, noon, and night whenever I can get a chance. Yeah.
And what has that addiction done for you? That, like you said, I love the way you mentioned that addiction can have such a negative connotation, but I think of it as so positive in this manner, and obviously you do too as well. What has the game given back to you?
Well, first of all, I mean, it provided a tremendous challenge for me, because initially I'm from a British island, and I played cricket. So I had some athletic skills in my blood. And so by playing tennis, when I saw that I had access to tennis courts and being able to learn the game, I realized that this would be good for me, because now I can play the game, I can begin to advance, and next thing I know that I'm winning, and there's no better feeling than getting a positive feeling as you advance through life. And so I'm playing the beginner's class, and then the intermediate class, and then I'm winning, and so on. So those things became positive to me. And then, of course, I had two kids, and I just felt that if I were to teach them that here's your old man playing a game, which I introduced to them, and if I'm winning, then they too can play it and win as well.
And of course, those children, Jeff and Greg, tell the listeners that they embraced the game so much that ultimately what happened to them?
Ultimately, both of them played, and they got tennis scholarships at the universities. One went to Hampton University in Virginia. The other went to Morgan State University in Baltimore. But the younger brother, he was actually rated, I think he got to 175 as a junior in the ITF competition that we have in the Caribbean, you see. So it really helped the kids to play and being able to compete and really at a higher level.
And we're speaking with George Newton. The book is called Sweet, Sweet Addiction, Pain and Pleasure of a Tennis-Playing Family. We've talked about all of the pleasure, some of the pleasure anyway, certainly. What is the pain? What is the pain part of tennis?
Yeah, well, here's what. What I was thinking of is that when I started playing because of the addiction, somebody's going to be hurting along the way. And my wife, she would have chores for me to do at home, but I would always say, well, okay, we can do that later, because I do have a tennis match or a tennis practice at a particular hour and so on. So then initially she was suffering because of that. But later on, when she realized that the benefits that her husband is getting and the boy and the youngsters are getting, then she encouraged it. And later on, of course, I mean, she too become my supporter, because as I get older, of course, I needed somebody on the sidelines to be my cheerleader. You see. So and then, of course, in addition to that, of course, personal pains. I mean, you're going to lose. You're going to experience some losses, some of which you believe that, well, you could take, and some of it you figure out, well, they should have won, and those become painful. But those are part of living life itself, you see.
I love how you've described that. And, you know, you competed nationally, internationally. You have to have, as you said, you have to deal with losses. Anybody has to deal with losses, even at the top the top of their career, professional levels. What was your sweetest win, George? Tell me about your biggest win.
My sweetest win. Okay, there's several, but I'm going to go to one just at the club level. There was at some point I taught three young men to play, I mean, to correct some stroke that they had. And they decided that they're going to challenge me one Sunday afternoon, inviting all the villagers to come out and really see a good tennis match. They wanted to play me one after the other. They call it Taming of the Lion. I am supposed to be metaphorically this aging lion. And I gum my prey to death. I don't have any teeth anymore, and so on. So they challenged me. They took me on one by one, a set of piece. And each one came. The first one got a 6-0, the second one got a 6-2, the third one, he got a 6-0. So, I mean, for me, that was fun because here I taught them to correct some strokes, but they found themselves competing against me.
Wow, I love that story, the lion. And what's so interesting for people listening about the lion is the lion had this career in education and then segued it into sports. And tell everybody what you did with your passion.
Well, of course, I decided that I was going to retire early. When I said early, I mean I was an educator. I had a PhD from, a doctor in education degree from University of Miami. And I was school principal on St. Thomas. And then I decided to walk away from that. When I get to the age of probably 59. And so my wife questioned, well, what are you going to do? So in my mind, I'm saying, well, I'm going to play tennis. She thought I was going to look at Joe Judy and Jeff Nassick. But although I'm not saying it, in my mind I was saying, actually, play tennis. And then sooner or later, a general manager for one of the resorts called me and offered me a job to develop their tennis program. And that was one of the sweetest 4 years that I've ever spent on any assignment, because now I wasn't working. I was actually having fun and getting paid well.
Wow. I love, love, love that story. We only have a minute left, but George, okay. What do you hope people take away from listening to our conversation? And of course, I want them to pick up your book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, My Sweet, Sweet, Sweet Addiction. What do you hope they take away?
Well, I'm hoping that people would realize that whatever dreams they have, whatever passions they have, they can continue. They should not shelve it. They should pursue it with hard work, and with it, they can attain fulfillment even in the end. And no matter what the age is, you can pursue your passion and your dreams.
Wow, what a beautiful way to end this. Pick up his book. George Newton, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate this time.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, Kate.
I'll send you a copy of it. Great job. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Health Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Morning breaks, you'll creep back to the attic. Peering out the tiny light with avid eyes, hoping that someday you'll let it go.
Such a pleasure to bring onto the show clinic forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber. You know, we talk about how we don't talk about mental illness enough in the United States. And finally, we're starting to do that more. And on this show, anything I can do to shed a light on any aspect of it, I absolutely am available to do that. And I've told many, many people that. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, irritability, and the fact that that might be one of the first warning signs of depression in kids. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. I'm glad that you're doing this. This is what we need.
So talk about that. Why is that one of the first warning signs, and how can you tell?
Well, kids in general, you know, they can understand everything we say, but they're learning how to talk still. They don't have the kind of vocabulary that we have, and they don't understand their emotions, so it comes out in agitation. They know they don't feel right, so they pester other people and stimulate confrontation. And a lot of times it even shows up like they have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Wow. So you have to, as a doctor, you have to try to differentiate between that. That's got to be tough sometimes because there must be some similarities.
Oh, definitely similarities. You know, we're always looking for that irritability with depression anyhow, even in adults. But when kids can't vocalize what's going on, it's really hard.
So as a doctor, what do you do to try to pull that out of kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the age and developmental maturity of kids. When I'm doing therapy with kids, if you walked in, you might be surprised to find me on the ground coloring on the floor with my patients and playing blocks and Lincoln Logs and trying to get them to express themselves in ways that is easier for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's a tried and true kind of therapy, isn't it?
Definitely. It's why when you're looking for a therapist for a child for this situation, you need to find somebody who actually has training and experience working with kids and adolescents.
So how can you tell, what are some of the warning signs that you might have a child at any age level that might be depressed?
Probably the big three are changes in sleep, changes in their appetite, and then that social withdrawal. They're just not playing with the friends they normally play with, or they isolate themselves completely.
Wow. So social withdrawal, changes in sleep, changes in appetite, definitely warning signs. What are some of the reasons why kids typically get depressed? Is it peer pressure? Is it something that's chemical? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. The same types of things that get adults depressed work with kids, too, only on their kind of a world. I mean, you have a young 5-6-year-old child, and their universe is the kitchen, the living room, and their bedroom. And all of a sudden, you put them into daycare or school, and now they've geometrically increased their world. And little things can cause stressors for them at that point that can overwhelm them.
Yeah, so what are some of the little things? Changes in the environment, because all of a sudden their world, like you mentioned, was the home, and now, boom, they're catapulted into a daycare where they've got other kids around them, activity, and having to try to meld into that and waiting to be picked up and whatnot.
Well, yes, and then they find their friend, and, you know, it's maybe their first friend outside of family, and all of a sudden a new player comes in, another child comes in, and he's having to share time or she's having to share time with that person. And it's like, wait, they don't like me anymore. Why do they have to have another friend? And they're not developmentally mature enough to comprehend that situation as adults are, or even adolescents in some level.
Yeah, makes sense. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber. He is a professor and teaches undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. So if a parent's in this situation, how can they help their kids who feel sad or seem like they're always sad?
Well, communication. That's the first step. Put your cell phone down, put the iPad down, get them off the iPad, get them off their cell phone, you know, if they've got one, and talk to them and start a conversation with them and find out what they're thinking and feeling as best they can express it.
Yeah, you're the chairman also, by the way, it's worth telling everybody this for sure, for Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings positive change to the lives, that's the goal, to lives of people who suffer from mental health issues. So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with Mainstream Mental Health?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of education and trying to get people to address the fact that every one of us has to deal with mental health issues at some point, whether it's ourselves or a family member. Looking at the U.S. data from the U.S. government, 1 in 5 of us meets the criteria for some sort of diagnosis. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 4 of those individuals actually get help. So we have to deal with it every day at work, when our families get together at holidays, and if we don't talk about it, we're not going to be able to deal with it successfully.
Yeah, and you heard me mention that at the top. I can't do enough to shine a light on that because I see that, as you say, 1 in 5 and then maybe 1 in 4 get help. That is a staggering statistic. I have to tell you that, Doc. And why probably people don't get help is because maybe they don't have access, they don't know who to reach out to, they don't think they can afford it, or they don't want people to know. The not wanting people to know, I would think, would have to be pretty high on some people's lists.
Definitely, definitely the stigma associated with that. But what we need to realize is, you know, this is considered, you know, part of your health care records and stuff. So they're not going to actually know unless you come out and tell people. It's between you and your caretakers, your physicians, your psychologists, and your therapist and your family. So we should treat it like we would getting pneumonia or the cold.
I totally agree. And it seems to ratchet up, and I'm sure for kids as well, because that's where we started. When you talk about children and anxiety and irritability and all of that, it has to, I would assume, get maybe worse over the holidays. Does it?
Yes. I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to immerse yourself in the people who know you the best. And if you've got a sibling or a cousin who likes to tease you about something, they know all the right words. They know all the right buttons. And so it's not always a good thing to take a break from the school stressors or those social stressors that we have to deal with on a normal everyday situation.
Yeah, boy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Keep it up for sure. Dr. John Huber, again, trying to really raise an awareness, and check out mainstreammentalhealth.org. Thanks for being with us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that, Kate.
Wow, so I think it's good. I think it's important. I really mean this. I've seen this with people I know. I have several friends who have come to me and have been dealing with something that they haven't told very many people about. And I think it's good to reach out to the people around you, like when you're not feeling right, and tell them, let them know, so that you can get help. And it's not a persistent thing that's gnawing away at you and eating at you and, you know, causing you problems. I'm very happy to say that we're starting to talk about this more, and I think it's super important, especially, you know, here we were talking a lot about kids and what were the warning signs, and it makes sense. All of a sudden you're in one place and you're foisted into school, and I can't even think back. I'm thinking back to what it was like when you, and many of you remember this, when you first went to school, and you could say, well, buck it up, but it's so different now. And I think the ability to see those signs and to help a child or grandchild or whoever it might be is so vital when they're younger, because if you can nip this and work on it when somebody's younger, imagine how much healthier they would be as adults. And that's part of the problem, because of that what happens to you as you're young, what forms, what goes on when you're children in those key years, 1 through really 6, and how you pull that into adulthood. So imagine if you're suffering from something like depression, and you're young, and very young, and you have high anxiety, and you have high irritability, but people slough it off as kids will be kids, and that's the way it is, and they're not paying attention to those signs. I think if you could pay attention to those signs at the younger age and have the ability to treat that, again, I'll say that, I think it makes the leap into adulthood a little bit different than when it goes unnoticed and kind of flies under the radar, if you will. So hopefully a lot of people were able to get something out of that. Go to mainstreammentalhealth.org.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.